play through the USA.
America's we have not talked to John Landoff in at least a week. That's how busy he's been. And I'd like to think that it's in part due to the AM and the PM crowd who's keeping them busy. Back with us again after, I don't know, a week of being absent, a week, 10 days, whatever it's been. Doesn't matter. He's here now. John Landoff, everybody. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. Oh, my gosh. I missed you.
I wouldn't say it like that.
Missed you, buddy. Come on, it's all right. Just admit it. You missed me, too.
You're supposed to say it back, Frank.
Yeah, me too. Was that pretend.
It sucked.
Don't give me that stuff. I know you missed me, buddy. It's all right. It's okay to admit it. So, how are you?
Let me check. Hold on.
Come on. You know you're doing great.
I'm doing great. No, I know I'm doing great because I had my big stress test today at my cardiologist's office. I had my myocardial perfusion imaging stress test and came through it with flying colors. So how am I? I'm fine.
What is that again? What did you have done?
A myocardial perfusion imaging stress test. They shoot dye in your veins. It takes a couple hours. And then they take pictures of your heart, and they put you on a treadmill and run you. And then they put you back on the thing and look at your heart again. And then the doctor comes in and tells you if you're going to live or die, and then you leave. And that's what happened today. He said, I'm going to be around for a year or two anyway, at least. So
you'll be around for another 30 years.
I doubt that.
90. In 30 years, what will you?
Let's just change the subject.
Could you imagine how grumpy Frank would be as a 99-year-old?
I'm grumpy now.
He's just waking up every morning, why am I still alive?
Yeah. I do that now. Yep. I do it now.
Yeah. I purposely never exercised or ran or walked briskly so I could not live this long. And look at me.
No, you know what saved my life? And the doctor, he kind of agreed with me. Ballroom dancing.
Ooh.
May very well have made the difference.
Oh, wow. We're not back to the ballroom dancing, are we?
You sweat when you do that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah,
you do an
Frank
hour
Astaire.
Of dancing. It's a workout,
okay,
man.
All right, I got
Frank Astaire.
Yeah,
I like that.
Frank Astaire.
I like that. John, if you went to Mimi and said, Mimi, I have already paid for 5 ballroom dance lessons. I'm just telling you, you can ignore me if you want to. I can't think of many women who it wouldn't just light up if you said those words and took them for dance lessons. I'm just telling you. I tried to tell my boys this, too, and hopefully they're listening, and they'll do it, especially now. Do it.
Well, when, I know Mimi's listening, so I'll see if I get a text message, but I'm pretty sure I think I know the answer. That would be a no. But thank
really?
You.
Well, hold on. The answer is no from you?
She'd probably say, thank you for the offer.
Oh, so she wouldn't want to go dancing.
I mean, we run together, we bike, we play tennis, we play golf. I mean, we do a lot of stuff together.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know if dancing's, I mean, I don't even remember if we took any dance lessons for our wedding when we danced.
Sounds to me like all the things you mentioned are kind of things that you enjoy. What about something you might not particularly want to do, but you do and you sacrifice for her?
She loves to run, okay, and she loves to exercise, loves to play tennis, loves to get out and ride bikes. And there are days it's like, all right, we run, and all of a sudden she goes, what if now we get the bikes and we go? I'm like, no, I already did my exercise for the day. I'm done.
Dancing is great exercise, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
I'm thinking about a cold beer, a cheeseburger. Let me put back 4 times the calories I just burned off. All right, that's the way I want to act. Bam.
Ooh.
There you go.
Get back and just, you know, I mean, have fun. You know what I'm talking about, Frank?
I almost ordered a grilled cheese sandwich today for lunch because you can't eat before you go to this thing. So I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Huh? Oh,
no.
Really?
You poor man.
No. So I almost had a great. You ever see those grilled cheese sandwiches with like 5 different cheeses?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese.
Oh,
that's right, Rat Boy.
Oh, sour
but I didn't.
Bread,
but you know what? I didn't do it because I thought, nope, that's bread.
Texas toast.
And that's, and I didn't do it. Oh, Texas toast grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking.
Garlic butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stop this. Have you ever had, John, have you ever had, I'm guessing no, you've never had to have that kind of stress test, like the 2-hour pictures of the heart, dye in the veins. You've never had that.
No.
You don't need it.
No, I mean, I exercise, and I try to really watch my weight, and you know, just that's it. I just no fast food, man. I gave up fast foods a long time ago, and it kills
me.
Oh, shut up.
He's a restaurant guy. I mean, he's like a real restaurant, you know, vegetables. And,
yep.
And
no, I think that's the first time he's ever told me to shut up. I like it.
I'm a real, like, last night we had an unbelievable dinner. We had salad with grilled chicken. We had pork loin yesterday. Oh my God, it was delicious, and it was great. And then Drake was out in the
For those who don't know, Drake is the dog,
Black puppy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Mimi comes back, and she had the handle to the brush to brush this, you know, the sauce, you know, back on the tenderloin. And because Drake got up, and I don't know how, but he got up from the very edge back to, he put it as far away, knowing that he couldn't get to it, he got to it. And then he, of course, ate the bristles. And then next thing you know, he's like just down over by his water bowl, getting all the water. Because, yeah, she goes, I hope you do have to drink water after licking on that brush that had all, and she'd name, of course, the ingredients. And then she's like, you know, she's a little picky about her food. Her food's great. She's a great cook. Great. And she's like, it probably isn't tasting real good because I didn't have a brush to put the extra sauce on top of it while I was on the grill.
That sounds just like her. Hey, did you ever use a Country Bob steak sauce?
Are you trying to say that I'm boring right now?
No. I'm asking if you ever used Country Bob steak sauce.
I listen to your stories and I sit here and I go.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I would like John to go back.
There are times that your stories are not funny at all. I go, that's a great one.
My stories are never fun.
Join the club, John.
I would like John to go back and imitate the dog drinking water.
Yeah,
again.
That was
I
good.
Thought that was pretty awesome.
Sounded just like a real dog.
It did.
You know who he's like? He's like that guy on the police academy, that Michael. What's
Michael
his name?
Winslow.
Yeah,
Michael
there's all the sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a busy day today. Great day today. Super busy. And it's just AM and the PM crowd always coming out. We love them. So I heard you had a little fun with Jim Sappho and young John.
Well, here's what I hope you heard. The first time they went on when you were busy, they mentioned that there were, I forgot the number of equinoxes, like 41, and they said one of them, only one of them, is the 2019. And I'd like for us to get credit for doing this because this is exactly what happened. I said, well, let's sell that one by the end of the business day today. Let's sell. I said, why is that equinox still on the lot as a 2019? And Jim, not so slim Sappho, I believe, is the one that said, because it's fully loaded and has every option on it. I said, well, that's the car for me. That's the one I would want. There's a buyer out there. And I'm not kidding, because I checked with him later. By the end of that day, that equinox was sold.
Yep. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're unbelievable. You really are.
Okay.
I don't care what Dan says about you.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Dan. I wasn't supposed to say anything, was I?
No, but you weren't.
It's all Cardinals are up 4-0, so that's a good start.
Yeah, it's the first inning. This is looking pretty good. They just keep this going.
Going through a pitching change, I guess Atlanta's like, he doesn't have it today. Well, it's 4-0 in the first inning. He doesn't have it. I wish they kept him in there another couple of innings. But that's it, man. I mean, we're just having a great day and love the weather. It was actually went for a run this morning. Hadn't been able to run for a while. I've had some neck issues. I don't complain about my health like some people do.
I don't complain about it. I just said I had a great cardio stress test, and I got the green light.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
Well, who are you talking about who complains about their health?
I don't know. Some guy that has a radio show in the afternoon. That's one of the most popular radio shows in the world. No. So I've had neck issues for a while. I went to a doctor. I got it, you know. So started running again, and it was chilly this morning.
You know what you need for that neck?
Was.
My pillow. I got one. I ordered one.
Yeah.
And I ordered it with every intention of making fun of it, because I was thinking I'd go in the air and go, "This what a piece of crap this pillow is." I like it. I sleep on it now every night, and I like it. Get yourself a My Pillow, because it really, actually is a pillow that you can cradle your neck in, where some pillows, they're not, I don't know the word, pliable enough to do that. But I was very surprised that it was worth the money. So there you go. My pillow. That's my recommendation.
You're unbelievable. So that's the name of it. I'll be My Pillow, or is it just that you bought it?
No, you've never seen. Are you kidding?
Anybody else?
You've never seen a guy on TV? Mike Lindell, My Pillow. How do you miss this guy? He's all over TV.
I change the channel. That's how I miss him.
Yeah. Okay.
Move on to another sports program of some sort.
Now, before you get away, because you've been in the car business, your dad, you as a kid. In 19, when did you get your driver's license? What year about?
That would have been, 73.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Because we were talking about the CB craze in the mid-70s. Did you have a CB radio?
No, but my roommate, Charles Benton Mosswhite III, down in Texas, he had a, we would drive from Dallas to Houston, and he was on that thing all the time, and it was hilarious. Then the funniest was when we were in New Orleans, we stayed at Day Too Long in 1977 for Mardi Gras, and I'd already driven, I got pulled over. Just getting outside of the New Orleans city limits, and the trooper said, "John, does everyone drive this fast in Missouri?" And I said, "No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm late. I got to get back. I got to study. I have a test tomorrow. My first time ever in New Orleans. My first time in Mardi Gras. I loved it. I had the best time of my life. You know, I'll be back next year. I'm sorry. I will slow down. I promise, trooper." He goes, "All right. Here you go. Now you be safe, now, John." And,
That's not a bad Southern trooper accent, actually.
2 hours later, Charlie's driving. He's on the CB. He's driving my car, by the way. He's on the CB. And this guy goes, "Hey, that's a smoky mile marker, 115. And bam, we are flying by 116. We go, I could see that trooper's eyeballs when he saw us flying, because Charlie's doing about 80 miles an hour. And they took us to one of the parish, they're going to lock us up. And they told Charlie he needed to give him a check for $75. And so Charlie, he goes, I don't have any money with me. He goes, "Well, we're in the jailhouse saying, what we having for supper today? Peanut butter jelly sandwiches." And they go, "Well, I bet you bought my peanut butter jelly sandwiches." I'm like, "Charlie, go get your checkbook." And he looked at me, he had a checkbook in the glove box. So he went and he wrote the check. And then as soon as we got down, we were staying in the dorm then. As soon as he got back, he gets on the phone, he calls his bank, he cancels the check. He stops payment on the check.
Ooh.
This guy's an attorney now. I'm like, "Well, what are you doing?" He's like, I'll never drive again in Louisiana.
Well, apparently the Louisiana trooper sounds just like the Arkansas trooper.
Because I got
stopped in Arkansas, and the guy had the same voice. And I remember the first word he said to me when we walked up to the car, he said, "Looks like somebody's in a pretty big hurry." Yeah, that was coming from Memphis back to St. Louis. Same accent.
What was that accent?
Looks like somebody's in a pretty big hurry.
I got pulled over by an Arkansas trooper one time. He pulled over three cars at the same time, and he said, "Boy, you know what the speed limit is on this highway?" I said, 65. He goes, "Nah, it's that old double nickel."
Double nickel.
It's almost worth getting stopped in the South just to hear the accent of the trooper. Almost. What's that?
I don't know if that's a good thing to get stopped. Okay.
I've told you before. I enjoy it.
9-0, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, first inning.
What?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
They had 3-2 run doubles in the same inning.
Oh, now they just call the game. The Braves just go forfeit.
That pitcher is having a bad day now.
Oh, well, they already knocked the first pitcher out.
Well, here's the thing. They just need to keep going.
That'd be hilarious if the Braves, we quit, man. We're done. All right, this is embarrassing. You know, it was like in Boston after that the fourth goal was scored. And, I mean, it was like there was a bomb scare. The people in the arena in Boston, they couldn't get out of there fast enough. And then the people that were lucky enough from St. Louis that had tickets, then all behind the Blues bench. And it was just unbelievable. I still can't believe we won the Stanley Cup. And now here we are getting ready to go to the NLCS.
Well,
what's that stand for, Frank? NLCS.
NLC, National League Championship. NLC Series. National League Championship Series.
Yeah, help out, buddy.
Hey, First of all, it's never a good idea to talk about something else that's being broadcast while we're trying to do a show, because you don't want people leaving. It is impossible not to mention that it's 9-0 in the first. This is unbelievable.
A lot of people know what we're doing, watching the game and listening to the show.
Yeah,
true.
I'm not watching TV. I'm on the app, and I'm just watching the pitch by pitch by pitch. And there haven't been many pitches thrown because most of them are being hit into places that Atlanta isn't standing. So I think it's great.
It'd be great if by the third inning there's not one seat with anybody in it. Everybody's already gone home by the third inning when it's 18-0 by then.
You know, and traffic is just absolutely horrific in Atlanta. So they're like, they all talk Southern too, flying to that part. So let's get out of here. I'm out of time to get on. Let's get home and have. Let's go home.
Wow, look at that time. What's your phone number?
Frank, I thought you'd never ask. My number here is 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. Very thank you so much for spending time with me.
Okay. Wow. You created a monster. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh. No, it really is... in fact, I was talking to Tim about this before we went on the air. I said, you know, it was a big game, and I said, but it's not good radio to reference something that's broadcast somewhere else during our show. But the fact of the matter is, the people who are interested in listening to the ball game or listening anyway, and they'll pick this up on the podcast on the app. But you it's now standing out there. You can't not notice. Wow. What is happening?
Well,
here?
There's been things happen in this game that you won't see all year. They walked our pitcher with the bases loaded. We just scored a 10th run because of a guy struck out on a wild pitch and the catcher fell down to get chasing the ball, made it to first base and scored a 10th run. Okay. They scored 10 runs in I think one game this year they scored 10 runs in an inning.
Yeah.
One game the whole
don't
year.
Don't leave us, folks. We're finished. We're finished talking, but don't leave us. We'll update you. We'll give you all you need to know. But right now, it's a Yom Kippur, and I need theme music for our guest who is on hold. He is your pet's best friend. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Now they need to become the preferred window of the 2019 World Series champions, St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Cardinals.
And the preferred window of all of the STD clinics in the number one city for STDs, St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Window World, and you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Please say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. We're doing great. Doctor, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Now, I'm going to give the numbers, and I want to ask you quickly about Yom Kippur. Folks, if you have a question about your pet or a question about a pet you're thinking about acquiring, here we go. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. You need to call now. So, Doc, Yom Kippur. Every year I have to be re-educated. How long does it last? When did it or does it start? Is today the first day or is it one day only?
Well, it's one day only. It actually starts last night and it services and then all through till sundown today. And it's the day of Atonement. It's like the most holy day in the religion. Starts the new year started 10 days ago on Rosh Hashanah, which means ahead of the year. And then you have this week, and then today and last night, it's when you begin that final prayers that hopefully God will put you into the book of life so you have another good year of prosperity and health and all that kind
of stuff. So you guys have an 8-day holiday and a 10-day holiday? We got it wrong. Well, this Christmas thing is one day. We messed this up.
Well, you know, it's a holiday in the sense that it's our chance to kind of reach out to the God and just say, hey, we apologize for all the junk we did. We, you know, we want to be better people. So it's not really a holiday in the sense of like Hanukkah or something where you're eating good, celebrating and stuff like that.
Do you have to be specific about the bad things you did and like spell them out when you say forgive me, or does he know? I think he probably knows.
Yeah, he knows. he knows. No, you don't have to say anything like that. And you all, it's also a time to honor your any parents and grandparents and family and friends that have died. So it's a good holiday.
I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but I appreciate you risking going to hell by doing the segment today.
Well, the good thing is we don't believe in hell, so thank God.
We don't have any calls, and we may not have a segment anyway, so let me ask you about that, because I had another Jewish friend tell me the same thing. You don't believe in hell.
Right.
So what happens to bad people when they die?
Well, what happens is you come back, and the Orthodox Jewish people actually believe in a reincarnation, and one theory is that, or one practice is that you come back to Earth in order to improve your soul to a point where you can then spend eternity in heaven with God. So it's one reason. Now, it's just my interpretation, but one reason I understand that you justify how would God allow a baby to be born and then die? Because obviously, you know, they have no sins against them, right?
Right.
So what some of the learned would say is that the reason he's been on Earth to finish out his soul's development, and then he comes right back to Earth, I mean right back to heaven, and spends the rest of his life with God. So,
okay.
But I'm not a rabbi, so these are just things I know.
Right. Well, we're going to...
I asked a rabbi this question one time. He said they come back as an FM DJ.
Oh, that's horrible. There's a reason to be good right there.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we're probably not going to get a lot of calls today, and if so, then we can cut you loose and you can go with your family. But we do have Tom on the phone. Tom,
sure,
welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I have a question. We have bird feeders out in our backyard, and one of my dogs likes to eat the bird seed that drops on the ground. And so, is that bad for them? Is that harmful?
You know, it's not going to be toxic. It should only be kind of irritating. So what I would suspect is if he ate too much of it, then most likely what's going to happen is you're going to have some intestinal problems. He might have some vomiting. He might have some diarrhea or irritation, some nausea. So anyway, I wouldn't think it was in any way life-threatening. Okay. Now, the other point of that is you should clean that up if you can on a regular basis, because what does happen, it does collect bacteria that would be more of a problem for the wild birds that are flying around and stuff. So we don't want them to get sick because that feeding site is collecting bacteria and bad stuff. As it gets soiled or moist, it can grow mold or toxins. So for that reason, I'd keep it clean. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Tom. Thank you.
Sure.
I tell you what we're going to do, Doctor. I'm going to cut you loose. You'll be with your family because no calls here anyway. And maybe it worked out the way it's supposed to work. Maybe this is God's way of saying, hey, I don't want them working today. So we're going to let you go. We'll check in with you next Wednesday, okay?
Good. I was driving with my wife. I was hoping to be able to say something insulting so that she could be here and slap me.
No, well, I'm sure there'll be another time you'll do that. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. And, this time I'm not going to hang around and beg people to call. It's done. It works out okay. He gets to go do dinner with his family. What I would like to do is because we did talk a little bit briefly about the CB radio thing in the 70s. So this morning, we'll have a little quiz here. Can Bill have Clevin? Can he hear me? Can you hear me, Bill? Would you like to come on in here early and or sit right
just,
there
you
in
want
the next
to come
room
into the main
and participate? No, he can stay there if he wants to. Do you travel the country? Do you have a CB radio?
No, I don't have a CB radio.
Can I tell you something? It might be something you want to get because of what you do. The truckers can actually help you a lot of times. Of course, we have GPS. You know, back when you didn't have that, you get on and a trucker would tell you the best way to get to somewhere. But I still think maybe a CB would be fun for somebody like you. So here's where we're headed with this. Let's start here. Tim Woodburn, how many? It's called a 10 code. 10-4. Okay, 10-4 means, okay, I heard you. It's sort of like saying,
oh, good buddy.
It's sort of like, okay, got your message. How many of these 100, 10 this, 10 that, how many of these do you think are in the CB 10 code?
Oh, I have no idea.
20, 30, whatever.
I have no idea.
101.
Whoa. I'll say 101.
Dan, it's exactly right. And, wow. it starts with 10-1. Now, here's what's ridiculous about this to me. And if any truckers listening, you really probably have to agree with me on this. Why couldn't you just say, you know, rather than go, hey, what's your 10-20? How about you say, where are you? Why yeah, no, really? Right. What, is it some kind of that big a secret that you're asking somebody where they are?
Right.
Why not just say, hey, where are you? No, it's 10-20. Now, out of all of these, I remembered maybe five of them. 10-1, I'm not going to go through the whole 100, but 10-1 means I'm having trouble receiving you. What if you just said, hey, man, I'm having trouble.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Well, it'd be so much simpler.
You ride with cops quite frequently.
That's a different 10 code.
Okay, but why do they have to have that? I mean, why can't they say our robbery probably
well,
is not
okay,
be a
well, because that I actually understand.
What?
There are certain things they don't want the general public know that's going down. And they also might not want other crooks to know what's going on.
There's also the fact that when something's going on, there can't be any room for mistaking like the code that they're being sent
to. Or misunderstanding a word.
Right. So they've got to use that specific code.
Right. But with the CB thing, come on. This is not life and death stuff. So the ones that I remembered 10-8. Anybody want to take a run at what that is?
10-8?
I'm 10-8, good buddy.
Running late.
I'm hungry?
Oh, no.
All it means is I'm here on the radio if you want to call.
That's all
it means. I'm in service. I'm here. I'm on the radio. I'm 10-8.
I'm dumb.
Now, 10-10, all that means is I'm finished. I'm waiting for you to talk.
Oh, my goodness.
If you start looking at the list, it actually is it's ridiculous, actually. Now, I remembered... 10-9. This is a good one. 10-9, good buddy. 10-9 means, I'm sorry, would you repeat that? What did you just say?
Yeah.
Could you repeat that?
I gotta ask.
What?
What's 10-69?
Okay. Let's go. Hey, there is a 10.
It's the year I was born.
There is a, you know what's funny?
It's fun for
There's not
buddy.
A 68 or 69. No, they skipped them, so there aren't 101.
Now, what's a 68?
No, there is no 68. There's a 10.
Maybe that's what you sideways.
Yeah. Wow. No, this is pretty interesting. There's a 1067, which means all units comply. Units? They're truck drivers.
Is there a 1077? Because that's eight more.
Don't give it to them. There is a 1077. But none of these make any sense. It means negative contact. All right, 1084. You know what 1084 means? It means my telephone number is.
What?
So if I said, all right, I got it, buddy, 1084-855-282-8255, why don't you just say, here's my phone number?
That'd be confusing.
These just aren't necessary.
So when you're in trucking school, did they teach you these, or do you have to like learn them on YouTube?
I don't know. But unless you memorize them, if you're in the truck and you hear a guy go, yeah, pen 100. Now I got to go get my book out because I have no idea. Unless you memorize me, you don't know what he's talking about.
With the creation of satellite radio and audio books, do you really think truckers use CBS?
Yes, they do.
Why?
Well, now
it's their own little internal. Now that we're out of it, the amateurs don't play with it anymore like we used to.
You have to be to another truck to be able to talk. I mean, can you talk to a trucker that's 20
within
miles
within 5 miles? No, five miles.
Okay. The new system now they've all got like I think they're CBs. They've got the headsets. They just wear them just like you would the old school hands free cell phone headsets.
Here's how big the CB thing was in the mid 70s. I don't know about Ford, but General Motors I do know. You could buy a car with a the CB radio was built in the dash.
Wow.
Like the other radio. It was part of the dial. Your dial had AM, FM, CB, and it was one radio. Then incorporated CB.
The first time that I ever learned about CB radios actually was a scene from a movie, Big Trouble in Little China. Do you remember? It starts with that. Kurt Russell is talking on his CB, and he's in the trucker world. He's some like radio celebrity or something.
Now, don't anybody else answer this. Well, I mean, do you know what CB stands for?
Oh, communication broadcast? No.
I think it's citizens band.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like any citizen. You don't have to be a cop. Just any citizen can use it. I'm pretty sure it's citizens band. 1023. Stand by. how about this? Stand by. That's just simple.
Please wait.
And that's, the rest aren't even worth. Now, what I didn't print out or look up, and maybe Dan or Tim, and maybe Bill, Bill's not quite old enough. There were other sort of terms. It would have been just as easy to say, hey, look at that pretty girl in that car. But instead, she was seat covers. Remember that?
Yeah.
Got some good-looking seat covers coming up on your right.
That meant good-looking woman. Seat cover.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Covering the seat.
Beaver is a female on the radio.
Yeah, come back. Who's that Beaver calling out a while ago? Come on back, Beaver.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a female on the radio. Seat covers was also just a pretty girl in the car. And then Smokey, everybody knows, that was the police.
I think there was
usually highway patrol.
So there was a bunch of truckers in the movie Smokey and the Bandit, which is Bill Clevland's intro music. Mm, and I believe the female trucker's handle in that movie was Little Beaver.
Probably.
Vagina.
No, not that. We're not talking about that right now. What?
That was Paul Harvey. That was
the same guy. Then there was Rocking Chair. Anybody remember what that was?
Old person?
In between two trucks.
Yes. Rocking Chair, you weren't the lead truck or the back truck. You were in the middle. If you're in the middle, you're in the rocking chair. Now, there are truckers listening right now going, we know all this. This is old news. But to us, it just brings back...
So what's like a trucker in distress?
Oh, hang on.
A trucker in a dress.
No, not a trucker in a dress. Well, I mean, anymore with the transgender thing, there are women truckers, and now there are probably male truckers in a dress because we have to allow that. Wow, that's a good. Here we go. 1034, help needed.
Oh, okay. 1034.
So there is one, but who would know that? How often? You don't ever use it.
No.
So the one time you're in trouble, are you not going to call for help because you can't remember which 10 code it is? Man, I need help, but I just can't go on here and go, somebody help me. I got to get my book out.
Right.
And by the time you do it, you bled to death because you couldn't find 1034 in time. Yeah, there's something for pretty much every situation that you can come up with. But I'm trying to think of the other term, rocking chair. What was the front lead truck or the back? There was a name for those too, the lead truck and the back truck. Rocking chair was in the middle. Smokey. Radio check.
Oh,
if you want to test your radio, remember that? You get a new CB, and now you want to know if people can hear you. So you go on the CB and you go, yeah, breaker 19, radio check. And then you just wait for somebody to come back. And then somebody come back and go, we got your radio check, and you go, what's your 20? That lets you know how far away they were, how far your CB is getting out.
See, now, Smokey the Bandit, when Buford T. Justice wanted to talk to Burt Reynolds, he said, breaker, breaker to the bandit. Why would he say breaker, breaker?
That's another stupid thing. You don't need to say breaker, breaker. Just go, hey, bandit. God, how about that? Hey, bandit, breaker, breaker. Well, it's not necessary either.
Okay.
Now, the other was...
Break 19.
Break wind 9. No, yeah, break wind 9. The other was radio check, and they come up, got your radio check. And then the first guy would go, hey, how am I coming in? And here's what they'd say, wall to wall and 10 feet tall. Look, I remember sitting in the parking lot at Pheasant Run Apartments till midnight. With the ACC, remember on the key, it turned it back to ACC and you did electrical, but the car wasn't running until you almost drained the battery. Yeah. Just sitting there calling and talking to everybody who would talk back to you. And just think how stupid it was.
And there were people with base stations too.
Never did anybody have anything to say. All you're saying is, hey, can you hear me? And somebody goes, yeah, I can hear you. Wall to wall, 10 feet tall. So, where are you? What's your 20? And they had nothing to talk about.
It was like people texting each other today.
Exactly.
There's a website called truckercountry.com.
All right.
And it has trucker lingo on there of things the truckers say to each other.
Let's have it.
All right.
One quick thing. You always knew the difference between a person who's on a CB in a car and somebody in a truck. I'm not getting, you can tell. Okay, go ahead.
So if I'm talking to you and I'm a trucker and you're a trucker, I'd say, you know, breaker, breaker, the Franco Pinion. We're all locked up ahead.
all locked up.
Mm-hmm. Traffic?
Yeah.
Has to be, no?
It means the way station is closed.
Oh.
All locked up.
I got a,
sounds like constipation.
I've got a response. The lead truck in the convoy thing was, I believe, called running the front door.
Yes. Back door, front door. You're right.
There you go.
I got your back door. That means I'm at the back end of the convoy.
It means something a lot different nowadays.
Well, like that joke you told yesterday.
That sure does. Be careful, truckers. Be careful with that back door thing.
Well, no, they stopped. Didn't they stop? Did they stop saying backdoor or good buddy? Good buddy meant.
They stopped saying good buddy because it
was gay.
Yeah. Eventually they decided that meant somebody's gay.
We got
no more good buddy.
Here's one for you. We got a lizard in the back row.
All right. I'm guessing.
Little car?
No. A lizard in the back row. Something to do with the speed of the vehicle? No.
A gecko stuck to the windshield.
No.
it means there's a prostitute at this truck stop.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Go for that.
How much did it get again?
Lizard in the back row. It's because they always hung out in the last rows of the truck stop to be more obscure. And if there's a lizard, otherwise known as a lot lizard.
All right. Now, now I can understand the reason for the code talk. What if your wife is listening in on the CB in her car?
That'd be
you don't want her
night,
hearing you telling your buddy you got a prostitute.
To go back to what Tim said, what's the point of breaker? Apparently, it means you want to interrupt the chatter to speak. It's considered proper etiquette.
Okay.
So we've got some truckers listening in right now. They're texting
in. But people would do it when they're not interrupting anybody. There's nobody on the band, and they still said breaker.
Right.
Okay, they're not driving.
Break is the etiquette way. When you say break 1-9, that's the way to interrupt a conversation.
I'm like cutting in on a dance.
Exactly.
I'm cutting in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
the
channel, right? 1-9-19.
Right. Break 1-9.
I guess so.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Dan, because CB radios had other channels.
Yeah.
But nobody ever used. Now, if it was busy, they'd go, break 1-9, jump on over to 2-3, and then they'd go to channel 23 and have a little private conversation. Of course, as soon as you say that, everybody goes to 23 to hear what you're talking about.
Here's one. Chicken coop with the lights on up ahead.
Okay, hold on. Chicken coop is a way station.
Right.
And it's open.
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice going.
Yes. Coming back to me now.
Nice going.
Chicken coop with the lights
that out.
No, it doesn't make any sense. You know, why chicken coop? Why would that be the way station? Because do they look like a chicken coop?
I don't know.
No.
Crotch rocket.
That's a rice burner, same thing, a Japanese motorcycle.
It means there's a motorcycle. It's the way that truckers refer to motorcyclists in a derogatory way.
Mm-hmm. Well, only the Japanese rocket. Bikes, not a Harley. Harley's not a crotch rocket.
Kidding me, 11 now.
Wow. How about donkey? You got a donkey on you?
Slow moving.
Somebody riding your
local
tail.
Local cop.
Oh. It means a bear is on your donkey. It means a bear is on your donkey. It means a cop is
on your butt.
Behind you. Okay. A donkey.
A donkey.
And it's funny because when I brought this up, website up, it actually has the phrase double nickel on here, which is what that cop. How about a dragonfly?
Hippie?
Dragonfly.
We got a dragonfly.
Got
a dragonfly. Helicopter? Ahead. No, it means a truck with no power going uphill. It means the truck is slowing and dragging.
Oh.
They call it dragonfly, but the truck is dragging.
Oh, dragon. Helicopter's bear in the air. Got bear in the air. That was a helicopter.
Bear in the air.
Or an airplane.
How about Evel Knievel?
Terrible driver. Somebody who's risky.
You got me.
It is a law enforcement officer on a motorcycle.
Ah, somebody just texted over. Cop on a bike.
Cop on a bike.
Evel Knievel.
Got an Evel Knievel.
Thank you, listener. Keep helping me out.
I'm telling you, it's fun, but we'll never see it again because of cell phones. But we'll never see a restriction. They'll never again be this CB radio type thing.
How about Georgia Overdrive?
Georgia Overdrive?
Mm-hmm. Georgia Overdrive. Hold on. I'm in Georgia Overdrive, a trucker would say.
I'm in Georgia? Man, I don't know.
It means that he's putting his transmission into neutral on a downgrade so he can go extremely fast.
Oh.
Georgia Overdrive.
Okay.
Nice.
Why would the truck go faster if it's in neutral?
I think
because gears slow you down.
Yeah.
If your clutch is out and you're in gear, it's going to drag. If you're in neutral, it's just you're coasting. I mean,
just gravity.
Is there a thing on there, a choke and puke?
No, but that was in the Smokey and the Bandit.
Choke
and puke is a roadside like restaurant.
I was going to say a choke and puke.
No, there's a bunch of them on here. I mean, it's Granny Lane. You know what Granny Lane is?
Granny Lane. Ooh. No.
Do you know hang on. Granny Lane is the, it's the right lane for truckers?
The Granny Lane is the slow lane. Okay. It's the right lane, because the left lane on a highway is always the fast lane. Hey, so the Granny Lane is the right lane.
You ever drive like in Colorado and they have those escape things where, like, if a trucker loses his brakes, it's a place where
you go straight uphill. Usually.
Yes. Yeah, and you steer over, and rather than kill everybody, it just veers off the road, and then gradually, because it goes uphill, your truck will stop.
Do you know
what? But they don't call it the fast lane. Truckers don't call the left lane the fast lane. They call it the hammer lane.
Ooh, a hammer.
Put the hammer lane.
Okay. Sorry, hammer down.
Sorry,
Lane. You know what commercial copies is?
Commercial coffee? Hold on.
Commercial company.
Oh, okay, like a commercial company truck.
No, apparently commercial company means a hooker.
Hmm.
Commercial code.
Yeah, that's on here.
Another necessary code.
Lot lizard is one.
A lot lizard
is a hooker that's at a truck stop.
That's two lizard references.
Yeah, right. What's with the lizards?
I don't get that. I've heard whip your lizard.
How about we got a truck greasy side up?
I'm guessing upside down, turned over.
It means the vehicle's flipped over.
Okay,
that's pretty greasy side up.
Oh.
That's the way you cook at Denny's, didn't you? Everybody described your food like that. Just greasy side up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you can go online and obviously find out
TruckerCountry.com is the site I got these. It's actually pretty entertaining.
I wonder if there's, TruckerDating.com, because you know how there's always, Farmers Mingle and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, you know. There's a trucker dating site.
Oh, there are?
I've heard it. I forgot what it is, but there's a dating site for truck drivers.
There's couples that get married, and then they do that. That's what they do. They just go out and travel together, and they both drive then, too.
Can you imagine that? No. You and your wife are both truckers.
Have you seen some of these outdated trucks now?
Oh, no. They're beautiful. They're like motorhomes.
Yeah. These trucker dating websites are hilarious. TruckerPassions.com.
Oh.
Anybody who goes to Columbia, next time you go to Mizzou or you go to the lake, do yourself a favor. At Kingdom City,
yes.
Go in to it's the big trucks, that's the petrol something, the best bananas I have ever had in my life. Totally, and I think they deliver them on Monday. I can't remember.
It's an awesome truck.
All I know is that I kept looking at these bananas. And I thought, why do they have so many bananas? Apparently, truckers like bananas. And so I bought a banana. It's $1.03, I think. It is the best banana I've ever taken. And every one I've ever bought is the best. It's that banana that one more day would be too ripe, and yesterday was too green.
Right.
It's perfect.
My favorite part, whenever I would drive down 44 back to Rolla when I lived down there, was the Love's gas station.
Oh,
because that would have a trucker section and the regular section.
Right.
And they always had the coolest gadgets. That's one thing that always gets me.
So does Kingdom City.
The gadgets in gas stations.
You know where I bought the greatest charging cord for my iPhone ever? Was at Kingdom City Truck Stop.
Really?
It's like 30 feet long. Cool. It's the longest charging cord I've ever seen. And it lights up at night and does a little dance, the cord, when you're charging.
I always think it's amusing when you're in there and you're shopping, all of a sudden you hear, shower available, and
I know.
What a life.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Think about that.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, no.
Nah. Not being able to.
Oh, I know. I couldn't do
the
it.
The Love's Truck Stop in Rolla, Missouri is the site of one of the funniest and stupidest criminal arrests I've ever heard in my life, where a trucker and his female traveling companion, not his wife, but I guess his girlfriend, and she was on a laptop and she was playing some kind of game on it, and it was making sounds and it was annoying him, and they got into an argument about it while he was parked at the Love's Truck Stop, and he told her to go inside, and when he came outside, when she told her to go inside to get him some drinks, and when she came outside, he had the laptop and smashed it on the ground. He was stomping on it with his foot.
Jeez.
And somebody called the police because of an incident, and the woman tells the cop, well, you can go ahead and arrest him because he's got a couple hundred pounds of marijuana in the back of
his car.
And the cop was, they were hauling the marijuana,
women.
And she ratted him out for busting her laptop.
Oh, man.
Wow. How's that for a fight?
I will say this to anybody listening who is, and I almost said young, but you could be 30 or 40 and you've lost your job. There is a... I mean, a tremendous need for truck drivers. If you've noticed, and maybe you haven't, but you, I don't know how you could avoid it, on TV and the radio, these ads for these trucking schools and the incentives they, I mean, it's almost like, come on and learn to drive with us and we'll do this and we'll do that and we'll pay your whatever. And
not just truck drivers, delivery drivers too. Like well, for Amazon and
yeah. And I was going to say Amazon is the monster that's caused a lot of this.
I think right now, kind of like it's almost like Uber, but for delivering with Amazon, you can get up to $19 an hour. Using your own vehicle.
15, 19.
Yeah, 19 to deliver. 15, I think, if you want to work in their warehouse. But yeah, 19 to deliver.
Well, if you want to consider driving a truck, there are a lot of jobs out there. Before we get to, we got a couple minutes here. Dan, don't worry about the people calling in. That's not your, no, it is your job. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. There is a guy in Germany. He's a robber and he was sent to prison for like 12 years. Check this out, though. In Germany, in the court system, you're allowed to deliver what they call are your last words in court. So you get to get up before the judge, the jury, and say your last words. Now, there is no cap on how long you can talk. This guy got up and spoke for 5 days.
What?
5 days.
He did a filibuster.
Because filibuster. Legally, they've never put a limit on what your last words can be. I guess he just talked until he finally just collapsed after 5 days. But you know what he was doing? He's trying to put off going to prison. I'm going to talk as long as I can.
Wow.
A 5-day last words.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty funny. And what else before we get into the Playhouse? Dr. Doug, I meant to mention this when he was on. Secret to longer life. According to this study, and this was published this morning, get a dog. People with dogs. Limey?
Woohoo!
People with dogs.
Wrong one.
If you want your little baby, Theo, if you want to be around a long time for him, keep a dog.
There we go.
And I think there's probably a lot to that.
Do you want to try talking to Paul before we
sure.
go?
Sure. Is it Paul Harvey?
No.
Okay. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan, broadcasting from the STD capital of the United States, St. Louis, Missouri. How are you?
I'm fantastic, sir. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, too. What's up?
I am aiming the PM.
That's good to hear.
Frank, I heard you guys just talking about truck drivers.
Right. Are you a truck driver?
And, I was at one time when I was much younger, and I was always fascinated with the trucks, and just something about driving a big truck was stuck in my head. So I drove a truck, and a lot of folks don't realize how hard it is to drive a truck.
I do.
They think all you're, well, they think all you're doing is holding a steering wheel, and you're sitting at the truck stops, and it is the most... It is one of the hardest jobs I've ever had and the most lonely and boring jobs I've ever had.
No, it's all those things. And let me tell you, now a lot of the big rigs are automatic. They fought that for a long time, and I don't know if it was because mechanically they weren't, but now a lot of them are automatic. I tried, Paul, to drive an 18-wheeler, and it was courtesy of a trucking school down south. I don't remember the name of it. It was when I was with Country Radio. I finally got out of first gear, and that's the best I could do. The clutch was so, pushing the clutch was like being in the gym trying to push like 900 pounds. That's wow. Just, I've never pushed a clutch that's hard to push. No, it's a workout driving a truck.
What has always amazed me is when you see them just like taking these sharp turns, and they make it look so smooth
in the middle of downtown,
so easy,
and they don't take out a light standard or a median or something. No, I don't doubt for a minute it's an extremely hard job, and I don't like it when I hear people beating up on truckers and criticizing the way they drive, because quite frankly, I think they're the best drivers on the road, and when you consider the number of trucks and what's involved in maneuvering them and backing them up and driving them through big cities, it's amazing to me there aren't a lot more accidents. I think they're the best drivers out there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you go into a construction zone and you see why traffic is backed up because of people going around the trucks and at the last second trying to get over.
Yeah, you can't do that. We are out of time, Paul. I'm sorry, but we're up for the news. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank. Take care, folks.
You too. Playhouse is coming up. You know what that means? It means Bill Cleveland. It means Mike Evans. It means the joke. and whatever else we come up with. So stay where you are. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says he'll go after Turkey's economy if they wipe out Kurds in Syria. He made the comments as Turkey was sending ground forces into Syria to fight Kurdish militant groups who were allies of the United States in the fight against ISIS. At least 7 civilians are dead, homes destroyed, and a dam targeted. The attacks come 72 hours after Trump pulled U.S. troops from the border. The president claims former Vice President Joe Biden is sinking in the Democratic presidential